Beginnt gerade ein Daf, ein Sechtes geht ein Daf, ein Kimmel, beginnt am Al, beginnt heißt Master, beginnt mit der Gemorre, beschimt die Kommaf, sie lehle Gami. Because it's a total loss. So therefore the Gemorre goes through to explain why you need each one of these cases. The Gemorre explains, Hak Sugi, the Sugi is Kribi Yechanan. The Omer, Hezik, Shinin, Nekei, and Hezik, it's not considered damage. The Gemorre has to explain why you need each one of these cases. But the Gemorre said, L'chizkia, V'leil, Tzruch, L'Betucho, according to L'chizkia, actually, would be the other way around. You have to say why you'd be Potter, because he holds Hezek, Shein Nikki is Shmei Hezek. So obviously the Gemara here is explaining according to Rabbi Yechon and not according to Chizkiah. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Bereshein Hoya Oimrim, originally they said, Hamatama, Bamanasich, which Tesa points out, because the Basrum over there in Baba Kama, Dav Kofi Zamanav, Kesuva Ifcha, the Gemara says actually a different order. It says, Achis Masugis Afokh, it says one of those inverted Sugis, which is the as the Maseches Hashas brings down all the places where Taisa says that where it would be inverted, and even though the Gemara here says there was one way the order, there are other places to say opposite. Next test must be the Gemara Shalei Kol Echad Ve'Echad B'Chulu. So that even though Hezik Shein Nika Loishem Hezik, we don't want everyone to go and be damaging other peoples, and therefore we penalize them. So it says, Hikshir Rabbi Refraim. Rabbi Refraim asked the following question. Someone made a judgment. Team as a Torah, and he made what was Torah Tameh. So the halacha is Masha Asa Asa. What he did was done. Bishami basically, but and he's liable for having created a liability for that person. Tamai, but why? But he's in error. And the Gemara says either Uman Ulaman the Mukila Kriya Meir, so Taisus is bothered by a question. It's, based on our study over here, if he does it by mistake, so and it's it, our Gemara tells us that when you do it by mistake, so then you're going to be exempt. So and when it comes to Bimatamataris, that's a Hezek Shein Nika. So why would it be Chayv? She says, Taisus Uman, the Mukhi look at Remeya. Now, there's a discussion over there in the Gemara according to whom it's going like. According to one that says, like Remeya, don't deem the Garmi that holds you liable for indirect causation. So, Nicha, okay, that makes sense. And that's why you'd be liable. Until come on, later on, Kondos Remeya, shall go out to Mazen. So, Remeya would be, according to his reasoning, that he holds that, yeah, we do actually penalize even by Shagig because of Mazen. So, we would understand why over there. You would be held liable because going like a mayor. The man, the more careful like Rabban Mekon, when this is going even like Rabban on, and the Gisa either Ubenago, Ubaaga, Behu Shadat, and he goes and he, you know, you wouldn't be Chayv Al Tzgami. Well, the reason why he's liable is not just because of his Psak, because he actually, to reinforce his Psak, he actually shows that, yeah, it's Tame, and he puts a Shadat on it. Well, Kasha, well, then it's going to be difficult because the Rabbi Yechon and the Mai Chayv. Why would you be chayiv if we say that again hezik shen nikker that's done b'shaygig? You should be potter. Now amil chizki as the shop according to chizki makes sense because toli shaych lemith today meaning because according to chizki hezik shen nikker you are chayiv, and we say that when you do b'shaygig we're going to make you potter, but that's only because we want you to admit. But there toli shaych lemith today kadeshi there doesn't make sense to exempt him to notify. Because you have the owner himself that's right there, so he sees it. So therefore, there's no such reason over there, and so the tichitz. So to answer this question, Rabbi Ephraim answers. He says the hasam over there, there he was negligent, and therefore wouldn't be qualified under this exemption of shugging. Because the mahoy l'tamoisa. Why should have made it to strengthen his words? And therefore, actually, it's like the halacha made it over here. And therefore, he's going to be liable. Never thought difficult under B'yichna. Then it says, we're going to say, B'tiris ha-tamei, regarding when he makes the tamei, when he makes it tahar. So, because of that, he says it's tahar, she'ir b'im p'reis, if he makes it with his payers, lift the l'chizki, according to Chizki, it should be exempt, k'desh yedir, should let him know that he actually made an error in his pesach. And that's the whole halacha of Chizkiah that you're part of by Shagig. No, it's not normal for a Rav to retract from his Pesach, only through others. They were not concerned because the others will let them know, and we don't need him to be exempt by Shagig to let him know regarding his mistake. Next to not to begin with the Gemara, but and we learned on that, because of Tikkun Olam. Now, it says, "Bereiv svarim garsin b'msnitin." In most texts, the gears in the Mishnah is Hakahanim shepiglu b'megdish, Kahanim that do pigl on the carbon in the base of megdish. Shoygim b'turim, if they did it by mistake, they're exempt. M'zitin chayav, and if they do it deliberate, they're going to be liable. And based on this, you have to say uparach. And the question is, from the mashmalay, it sounds like the mneitikin oil mikton b'braisa. It sounds like that this of mneitikinam that says b'braisa koya m'zitin chayavin is going on the ketani lebesayif. What it says at the end, which is that if you do it deliberately, you can be chayiv. So that's what it sounds like tikkunam is going, that not on the shaking peturim. Now, bach is with the sefta, has brought the tesefta. But the shaking ha'yoyim, originally they said, ametame b'manasich, klaus ulayim ha'afim edameya, that b'shaking patur, emezit chayiv, with the last thing it's being said. Mibnei tikkun oil, and that is because of tikkun oil. Hakam chapigl b'megdash, here also shaking peturim is in chayiv, mibnei tikkun ha'oil. And therefore, that's what the Gemara wants to say, that you see that the tikkun oil is on the mezit chayiv. So it says, of course, it's difficult because the Mireisha, from the Reisha, the Matamabandam, Abamanasich, the Kaimu, that's what they're talking about. Tavalul Mifrik should ask from there already. Why do you have to wait for, because that's actually the case that you're talking about. Why do you wait for the later case? Kachmir, therefore, it seems, says Tayson, no, the Ligur seen the Bimistit and Shaykh Maturin. Actually, Girs is not Shaykh Maturin. A Bryce the Hachal, and therefore, that's why the Bryce of Hilavheim to accept the Hassam Shaykh AC. And when they take an oil, the Yukukai is going on the Diuk. Okay, that's actually, so it's not, the words actually don't say Shaykh Maturin, and it's going on the Diuk. Okay, that's the Gemara says later in the name of that it's this idea that if people find out, that it sounds like that you're not going to allow it because they don't want to say that Mizbeach was eating Gizela, but it's actually from the Diuk that we're saying the phrase. So it's saying that here is also the same thing. That the reason of tikkun olam is actually going on the dig from the Mishnah, that the inference is that if you only says mezid and chayov, and the dig is shaking, they're going to be potter. In other words, so that they let the owner know that their carbon is going to be possible. Some of this malacha with the water of the paraduma, ash water, or with the par itself, which, how do we know that this is going to be possible? So that's me uba dumya to ava darshinan, which that the Allah aleha zachar psul, the Allah aleha zachar psula, that if he has a male mount, it's going to be possible. I mean, we learn that from the halacha abegla rufa to paraduma, that even the passive is the same as when you did it actively. Abgav the melo, even though it's automatic, but kibin the nigla abam, since the owner is okay with it, something is when his friend does it actively, and he's pleased with what was done. It's the same thing, and therefore that's what we're saying over here of the doing the malacha with the mechatas, that this that the other person is doing it would invalidate it, because we're saying someone else is doing it and it's the owner, but the owner is pleased with it, therefore that would invalidate it. Next says master begin with the word well. That if you say hezek shen nekshem hezek, then you should be liable even for dealing other. Which says twice one time we're going to say about it. You have the case of when someone nicks the ear of his friend, b'chayr, the potter that you exempt. What's the reason? The Gemara says, "Oh, the kulish from lavagam mizbech kaimi. What type of liability are you going to hold them damages for? That now the bechayr cannot be brought as a carbon? Okay, not every animal is. So you take his para, his regular cow, and you nick his ear. That there's no liability for. Parachas and the Gemara asks, Mahachto is a malacha from this halacha over here. Someone does malacha. Mashmah sounds like dafke malacha d'lemin kezek. It sounds like only because it wasn't recognizable damage. But if for what be, it would be a problem. But who said every paraduma has to be used, every red heifer has to use as the paraduma, just like whether not every animal has to be used as a carbon. So the Gemara answers, Tanaka malacha l'ravusa. So we picked the case of malacha as a chiddush. Meaning the afik of d'lemin kezek, even though it's not recognizable, machai b'dinei shemayim, that you're liable b'dinei shemayim. But not to infer that the other way around, meaning that the truth is that even if it was a hezek nicker, you'd be potter like we see within that sugi, because not every animal is meant to be a carbon or paraduma. It's just saying the chiddush of the other side of that if it has even though hezek shein a nicker, you'd be chay b'din shmai. So it seems to hide the stam shvarim But this that we say that not every oxen is meant to be a carbon, because that itself makes it into a hezek shein and nikkur itself. If hezek shein and nikkur was a hezek, so that itself should make a person liable for making the carbon as possible, even within the adam. So that's what we're saying that we're saying that lamagam isbeirkami is actually what makes it into a hezek. Shein nikkur is not recognizable because what is the damage?